Hello, listeners. We're joined today by Abby O'Toole, Year 12 RML student, and Mrs. Peter Ward, teacher and school liturgist. Welcome to both of you.
Hello.
Abby, I'm interested. Yes. What have you been learning this term in RML?
This term we've kind of been looking at the differences between religious, beliefs and spiritual, and then what's the same and what's different. So looking at what similarities we have in terms of symbols and rituals, but then also where they are very different and what it means to have neither. So
great. And I think this is so interesting, and we've been chatting before the podcast, listeners, about the fact that the recent census has shown us here in Australia that more and more are reporting no religion. And in fact, it went up, I think, by 10%. So what do you think about that, Abby?
I don't know. I think it's just interesting that it is dying out, I guess, a little bit. I don't know whether the spiritual side is taking more of a, it's appealing to people more.
Mm-hmm. And what do you mean by spiritual, do you think? What did you talk about in class?
In class, we were kind of talking about the spiritual as more of a connection to the inner self and more of a connection to the earth, more non-mainstream religions
Religious was organized. We talked about they were identifiable, they had particular rules and structures and rituals, didn't we? Whereas spiritual could be kind of anything.
Anything you wanted it to be.
And often had a connection to religion as such, but not strictly so.
Yeah,
it was in an identifiable way, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was more kind of science based, but not completely. Which was interesting. We talked about karma as well. That was the big thing with spiritual.
So we borrowed from some other mainstream religions. Meditation was big.
But we kind of talked about how meditation is similar to prayer in a way, and so that like connects them both, and how we all have symbols and other things. Like we in religion we have, or in Catholic beliefs, I guess, we have the rosary beads, whereas in spiritual it's more of like crystals and other artifacts, I guess.
That means something.
Means something to people.
It was about fostering your inner life, wasn't
inner
it?
Inner life.
Looking inward in order to kind of make sense of everything else.
So that was kind of.
And we're kind of interested in the neither. Why do people not worry about their inner selves?
Yeah, we're looking at science and then like coincidences.
Yes, they can explain it away. That wasn't religious or spiritual, and it was kind of.
It kind of was, though. I remember we were like, yeah, but that links back to this.
So can we put it on the board then? We could actually, draw lots of arrows.
And connect everything. Which was interesting. But yeah, I think the main thing in our class that we talked about was the organized versus the unorganized, because I think we were talking about like what is hard about religion and what's. Makes it easier, I guess, in spirituality, and it was that organized ritual routine that.
Whereas there seemed to be a lot of choice in spiritual.
Yeah.
A lot of spiritual for you was different for me.
Yeah.
And people could explore.
Explore both.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
So that was.
And I'll put it to both of you. So, do you put yourself in which category, religious, spiritual, or neither?
We did have an interesting discussion about both.
Okay.
That was the next lesson. Was both. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think you can be both.
Oh, easily.
Easily. Because I think there's heaps of overlap between the two. I think it's just like what's your main like viewpoint on it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I've grown up religious, so I guess I'm religious, but that's. I think I definitely do things, though, like meditation and things like that, that are definitely spiritual but link into the religion.
And sometimes students were religious but didn't realise it. When you kind of point out these things and they kind of go, oh, yes, I can relate to that or I do that. And like the karma thing was actually a Buddhist, Hindu concept.
Yeah, yeah.
So therefore, oh, but they got that totally. So
that was, really interesting to look at.
It's such rich discussion, and I'm interested, Mrs. Ward, how do we do this and have this rich discussion in a Catholic school?
That is a very good question, Miss Bennett. And I think it's good to take stock every now and then, like maybe just leave the curriculum to one side for a minute or whatever we're studying, going, what does this all mean? Like, how does it all link to who we are, what we are, who you are individually as well as us being a faith community? And so it's good for students to pause and take stock of, you know, exactly what we are doing and how that relates to them. So.
Excellent. Well, I've had a great morning, and I know I've got some podcast links to send to both Mrs. Ward and to Abby this morning, which we're going to catch up later with. But thanks for listening today.
Thank you.
Thank you.